Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Mighty 690K GGF here on this Friday Eve morning. Hope everybody is doing well out there right now. 57 degrees outside as it is a little chilly. We're going to only get up to around 63 today. So be sure to, if that's a little cold for you, put on a light jacket. For me, I'd be rocking some shorts today. In studio with us this morning, we have Justin, Megan, and Yancey. They're with Cruisin' Coffeeville. And guys, welcome to the studio this morning. It's good to have you today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Good morning.
All right. Well, of course, your event is happening this Saturday, Cruisin' Coffeeville. And just kind of give us some details on what is going on with it this Saturday.
Yeah, so our event kicks off at 4 o'clock, the cruise and the poker run. And it goes until 7, the poker run does. Poker run hand buy-ins are $5. And then if you want additional hands after that, they're 2 for $5. And we're also going to have door prizes. We're going to have T-shirts there. And we have chances to win a custom guitar made by Coffeeville's own Donnie Miller.
Oh, very yeah. Nice.
And then downtown at 8 o'clock in the parking lot behind Cox Communications, Project Revolution, a local band, will be playing. And then at 9 o'clock, Donnie Miller will be playing.
Oh, very nice. So we're going to have Donnie Miller in town and being able to rock the stage. And that's it's going to be pretty exciting having a couple of concerts and plus the poker run before that. It sounds like you guys just have everything going. It's going to be an exciting time.
We're sharing a mic, sorry, so we're fighting over it. It will. The concert downtown is absolutely free, so, you know, come bring your lawn chairs, hang out. We will have food trucks down there. Nanny's Soul Food Truck is going to be in the area, and some of our poker run stops will have bake sales and stuff, doing a little bit of fundraising for at least one youth group. And, you know, so come hungry. And we'll be selling our Cruisin' Coffeeville shirts, $20.
$20.
$20 a shirt, no matter what size. Okay. And a few keychains, and I don't know what else we're. Is that it?
As far as what we're selling?
Yeah.
That's all we're selling, but we do have door prizes from Ace Hardware and AutoZone and O'Reilly's and Cantrell's Jewelry. I'm missing one.
Rock Auto.
Rock Auto has a gift certificate. Yep. Ron Lee made the keychains for us. They're 3D printed. They're pretty. They're made specially for this event. It's BYOM, Kyle. You got to bring your own mask. We're not providing masks. It's going to be a good time. I met a guy yesterday at the tag office, and his sons are coming home from Houston just for this. So,
oh, very nice.
And I've heard of people coming from Chanute, Joplin. It's hopefully we fill the town up with lots of people. You don't have to have an old car. We got a young man. Last name is Zog, that has buses, and if you want to do the poker run, he'll haul you around. We're calling them Zog stops. So.
And for the poker run, where are the stops at as of right now?
Our farthest one west will be in the VFW parking lot across the street from Gillum's Liquor. We'll have one in Coffeeville Feed and Farm, which is where our registration table is, and then we'll have one in front of Diamond Collision Repair. A fourth one at Nichols Hitching Post, right at the corner of 8th and Maple, and also one at the stage location, the parking lot behind Cox Communication.
So plenty of places for the poker run, and also again the concert happening after the poker run. And what time does the concert start again?
It'd be 8 o'clock, Project Revolution plays, and then 9 o'clock, Donnie Miller plays.
And so be sure to get down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you said registration. What time can you register for this?
Well, we'll probably be there a little bit before 4, but officially registration starts at 4 o'clock. And like Justin mentioned, our registration table is going to be set up in the parking lot of Coffeeville Feed and Farm. Dwayne was nice enough to let us sit under his carport out there, get away from the sun a little bit. So we'll have a table set up there, and that's also where we'll be selling T-shirts. You can see our door prizes, buy chances for the guitar and whatnot.
And like you said, you don't have to have an old car to participate.
Right.
You can just jump in and just enjoy it. It's a cool thing to do on a Saturday night. You do drive, but there'll still probably be a lot of old cars out there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Classics out there. So even just to sit out there and just watch the classic cars go by.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why we did the poker run. It's not your traditional poker run, like going from town to town.
Mm-hmm.
But we needed something to keep the cars moving. Because because, you know, people are there to see the cars cruise. So that's the idea.
Right.
We don't mind if you park every once in a while. But, you know, we're going to have folks sitting all along the route, so we wanted to make sure they could see.
And I know you said you're at the VFW, you're going to be at Coffeyville Feed. Is there going to be a main route that the cars will probably mostly be following, or is it just going to be, they're just going to be kind of taking different routes to the different areas?
Yeah, no, there's not really a route. We just wanted to list the stops, and people can stop by the stops anytime they want. There's no time limit.
And no order.
You know, no order.
Okay.
As long as they have their hands in by 7 o'clock, we preferably, you know, a little bit before, because we're going to have to go through all those hands.
Right.
You know, see who the winner is. But the route is just kind of a free-for-all thing, and it's stops, like Justin said, to get people to keep the cars moving, and, you know, they can stop by those stops at their leisure.
And then, of course, it'll all culminate behind the old Cox Communications store with the concert beginning at 8 o'clock, and it's gonna be a lot of fun on Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the stage has a little bit of history. We're calling it the community stage. I'm not sure exactly if it has a name. It was used in the 70s and 80s quite a bit, and then it kind of disappeared, and we had to search for it, and we found it in a lot. And between us and the guys in Project Revolution, we've been fixing it up. So hopefully people will see what can be done if local people just get together and decide to start doing something on their own. You know, you can do it. If you want something done, you're probably going to have to do it yourself.
Exactly. So, and it sounds like you guys have done a great job. And again, that's going to be happening this Saturday. Registration starts at 4. And be sure to go head over to Coffeyville Feed. That's where the registration tent is at. And just make the different stops again. And if somebody's just joining us, where are all the stops at again?
They are at the VFW parking lot across from Gillum's Retail Liquor. There's going to be our main stop set up in the parking lot of Coffeyville Feed and Farm. There's going to be a stop set up in Diamond Collision. There's going to be a stop at Nichols Hitch and Post, and then one behind the parking lot of Cox Communications where the stage is set up. Like you said, if people are just joining us, we also have our event page. It's Cruising Coffeyville on Facebook, and then we also have our Big M Motorsports and Wrong Kind of Podcast pages where we post updates to the event also.
All right, so again, guys, get out there, enjoy it this weekend. We finally got something to do here in Coffeyville. Big thing to do.
It's been a good time.
Yeah, it is going to be a good time. See a lot of classic cars. Get to see a great concert by a great band. And also, Donnie Miller going to be in concert. You cannot miss that. And the best part of that, that part is free. So that is the best part of it. So be sure to get on down there this Saturday beginning at 4 p.m. It is Cruising Coffeyville. Again, this Saturday. So, Justin, Megan, and Yancey, I appreciate you guys coming in today, telling us about that. And if anybody does have any questions, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Just on the event page, Cruising Coffeyville, our Facebook page, Wrong Kind of Podcast, and Big End Motorsports. And I just like to add, go Chiefs before we leave. So,
yep, they start tonight, and you'll be able to listen to the game right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have some Fox News at the top of the hour. And then at 8:10, we will be talking to the Democratic nominee for Senate. We'll be talking to Barbara Beaulieu. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve morning.